This is an LTD Entertainment presentation. I want to lift up everyone in prayer this morning, those who are going through sickness, going through COVID, going through depression, going through anxiety, going through almost anything that is not having you feel the way that you believe you should be feeling inside your heart right now. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for an opportunity to come together to pray for those who are going through things right now, Heavenly Father, that is unimaginable, not planned by any means of necessary right now, Heavenly Father. We just pray that you continue to lift them up, continue to give them courage, especially give them enlightenment during this holiday season, Heavenly Father. Pray that the holiday season and the after effects and the aftershocks of it will not affect them to a way that will continue to take them down a spiral that they do not want to be down right now, Heavenly Father. Just continue to lift them up. I want to pray for every church door that is still functioning, oh Heavenly Father, through COVID right now. We want to pray for those who are affected by COVID right now. We want to pray that everyone stays safe, oh Heavenly Father. Those out there that don't like masks right now, Heavenly Father, pray that they keep it over their nose, oh Heavenly Father, even though they can't breathe, oh Heavenly Father. Give them extra oxygen that they need. And also right now, I just want to pray that you just continue to keep us all safe right now. You know, we're not across the finish line yet, oh Heavenly Father, but we're getting there, you know. And continue to give us the everlasting mercy. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hello, welcome to Brian C. Pusey Safe Haven, where I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. Today, we're just going to get right to it, my beloved. We're going to get right to it. First off, I just want to say Happy Thanksgiving for those who celebrate Thanksgiving out here and we want to pray that you are safe, you and your families as well, keeping safe distance, doing whatever you can to make sure that we don't catch this COVID situation. So, like I said before, today we're going to get right to the message for this holiday season. I'm going to be coming from the book of Psalms, from the 107th chapter. I'm going to be starting from the 19th verse through the 22nd verse. I'm going to be reading to you, as always, from the New Revised Standard Version. You may study the entire psalm, 107, in your own leisure, and you can read it in your own translation as well. But I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads as follows. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. And let them offer thanksgiving sacrifices and tell of his deeds with songs of joy. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the moment that we have together, I pray that you pray with me on the message today. Get up. Get up. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for the message that is about to be received, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for the messenger. Pray for me right now, Heavenly Father. Empty me out and fill me up with your Holy Spirit. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, oh my Lord, my strength, and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Get up. You know, saying those two words mean a lot to us. You know, when you hear the words get up, that means like get up, you know. I know that's the first thing you think. You're like, okay, and your point, get up, okay. But it's kind of like it takes on a different meaning when you're going through something. You know, if you're going through a situation where you feel down or you feel like there's nowhere else to turn and you're going through a distressing time or a depressing time, especially now with it being the holiday season. Officially, the holiday season has begun because with Thanksgiving. And usually sometimes it's depressing depending on your situation. You know, you're separated from your family, not able to see your family. Zooming is not enough, and telephone calls is not enough, and emails and handwritten letters, if anybody's still doing that, it's just not enough. You want to be there. You want to have that physical contact. And during these troubling times, it's kind of hard not to have that kind of contact with anybody. And I understand that, you know, because, like, for instance, the past couple of years, not been able to see my brother and his family. And, you know, and it's either talking on social media or phone calls and maybe even Zoom to some degree. But you know, it's not enough. You know, you want to see the person. You want to have contact with the person. You want to have interaction, the actual interaction. And it's usually hard to do that, especially when you can't see them one-on-one based on something that is out of our hands and out of our control. And a lot of us want to be in denial of that situation, but you know, you can be in denial all you want, it's still here. And it's either you try to protect yourself in the midst of it or suffer because of it. And I don't understand how some people want to just suffer it because they're in denial. Look, I'm in denial. I wasn't in denial when it started. I was in denial of how it was being. I was more or less concerned about where is it coming from. But that's me. I was worried about where it was coming from. Some people, like, I deny that this ever happened. This is conspiracy. Look, you know, for those who want to believe that, you can believe what you want. I'm not here, like I've said in a few messages past, I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just here to influence it. So I almost want to get off course here, you know. But like I was saying, during this troubling time, this season, it's kind of hard for us to focus on how good God has been. You know, I'm thankful. You know, what I've been through this year has been a roller coaster for me. Started off feeling like it was the end for me. You know, I mean, seriously, because I was scared to go to work every day. I was scared to live my life. You know, I was pretty much living in fear. And, you know, that's not exactly what a man of God or a person of God or anybody who's a believer should be investing their energy in, is fear. You should not be investing your energy in fear. But I was, because, you know, I was going through a situation that I could no longer handle. And, you know, and everything, and every path I was taking, it was just leading me right back to where I started. And, you know, until I stood up one day and with God backing me, I just made a move. And you know what the beautiful thing is? In the end, which I can almost state right now, God has blessed me with something better. It hasn't begun yet, but it's on the road to beginning. So therefore, I'm grateful for that. Took me a minute to get here. And that's a blessing in itself. Hallelujah. That's my testimony on that. But, you know, it's like I'm saying, you know, it started... And normally this time of the year, Thanksgiving and Christmas, I feel a little depressed and detached. It's not because I'm not completely separated from family. It's just that there are certain family members that are no longer with us that I enjoy spending time with, you know. And I look back on it, and I look back on it with fond memories. And, you know, I've always said to people, I said, you know, well, as long as you have that memory of them, they'll always be alive inside your heart and in your mind. And I'm passing that word of wisdom off to you and yours on this and during this holiday season, because you probably need that, hear that way more than I do. And, you know, and I'm just passing that word on to you. Now, moving into the scripture today, you know, and, you know, I was reading upon it, you know, think about it, and you go back, The beginning of this entire scripture is about thanksgiving. Yeah, one of the subtitles is thanksgiving for deliverance from many troubles. And you know what? I can almost attest to that. I've gone through many troubles. You probably have gone through many troubles as well. But you know, God has blessed you. You know, a lot of people remember the first verse of this chapter 107, which is, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." You know, those he redeemed from trouble. I've heard that a lot. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord for all he has done. Oh, give thanks to the Lord." You know, you probably heard that song many times if you're a churchgoer. And, you know, I've heard it too, you know, and it just made me think about that. And when we get to this part in the scripture today where the text is, verse 19, where it says, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble." But, you know, I love that part. For, you know, and, you know, I'm give you 3 points, guys, and I'm out as always, but I have to start it off right here. "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress." First point, be aware in getting up. You have to be aware. You got to be aware of your situation. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of your mindset in that moment. Be aware of the moment, because when you think about it, most people don't normally cry out to the Lord when they're not in trouble. Now, that's one of our faults as believers and as followers, that we don't normally cry out to the Lord when we're not in trouble. It'd be nice if we cried out to the Lord every now and again and thanked him and thanked him for just waking us up every morning. We're not, you know, it's a miracle that it's a blessing and a miracle that we are allowed to wake up every day with another chance to do greatness in his eyes and in his favor. We don't, you know, we take that for granted, and I take it for granted. I'm not going to sit here and pontificate as if all of a sudden I do that every day. Some days I do, some days I don't. You know, I'm praying to get better so I will be able to do it every day and just say, "Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for giving me another opportunity to be to do greatness in your favor and in your eyes." It'll be, you know, I don't get to do that every day, but, you know, I am becoming more aware. You know, see, that's where that being aware comes into play. I'm becoming way more aware that, you know, even when I'm in trouble, I'm aware of it. I was definitely aware of it earlier this year, and I said, "Lord, I'm in trouble. You know, it seems like I can't do right, or I just can't get out of this funk. You know, I don't know if it's a spiritual funk or it's a occupational funk. I don't know. And I need you." So I'm now aware of it, you know, and that's one of the biggest things when you are aware. You know, I don't know about you, but to be aware of a situation when a situation is starting to go south, that's pretty good, you know. I mean, sometimes you can be proactive and sometimes you're reactive. If you're proactive, that's awesome. Even being reactive is awesome, because therefore you're doing something about it, you know, trying to get out of that that mindset of being stuck in that situation. So, and for getting up, in order to get up, you first got to be aware. And also, number two, point two, you have to be informed. You know, be informed. Because, like it says in verse 20, he sent out his word and healed them. This is God. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. You know, that says a lot. That's being informed. In other words, he informed them. He sent out his word. He said, "Okay, I'm hearing you. I see that you're in distress. So I'm going to heal you from it. I'm going to tell you what you need to do in order to be delivered from destruction." That says a lot. You know, during my time, I was told by some people, some very important people, that you have to make a change, Brian. You have to make a change. Yes, in fear, I was scared to make that change. I was really scared to move. Yes, I was being informed. Brian, you have to make a change. You have to get up from where you are, and you have to note that word. You have to get up from where you are and move to where you need to be. And yes, it was hard for me to do that at first. Very, very, very extremely hard. You could say partially because I was stubborn, and also because I was also, like I said before, operating in fear. It's not an easy thing to do when you're operating in fear. When you're operating in fear, everything's a threat to you, and you're a little bit more paranoid than normal. So one of the most beautiful things about this entire thing in being informed, at least I was aware and I was informed. But in the midst of being informed, I was delivered. You know, if there's going to be a 2A here, that's going to be the 2A right there. Being delivered. And you know, and I got delivered. You know, I got delivered when I finally realized enough was enough. And I prayed one night, the night before I made my move. And you know what? You know, I woke up the next day and I was like, it's time. And you know, God blessed me for that, and I moved forward. You know, and I'm believing that for anyone who's going through this situation where it's a troubling situation, be it a bad domestic relationship, being a job situation, being just a personal life situation, you know, that you're going to be delivered. Not only are you informed, you're also aware, and now you're moving on up. You're delivered. You're delivered from what caused you to be in that situation in the first place. And so that is wonderful. And now, right as we're getting ready to go into the third point of the day, looking at the final two verses where it says, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. And let them offer thanksgiving sacrifices and tell of his deeds with songs of joy. Point three, after you are aware, after you are informed, and after you are delivered, that's 2A. And here's point three, you have to be thankful. You have to be thankful. Thankful for everything that you have gone through, because you would not have been, you would not be who you are today if you didn't go through something in the past. I would not be Reverend Brian Pusley today if I didn't go through the things of the past as a Big B or Mr. MC or as a Dr. S or anybody or any other of those alter egos that I try to create for myself to try and just to compensate for the fact that I was just trying to get the Lord's attention, or he was trying to get mine at the same time, and I just kept trying to divert. But guess what? The Lord brought me through all of that to get me to right here and right now. Like I've said in podcast past, created this podcast to get out there, to create a platform for myself. Did I know that it was going to expand to where it is today? No, I did not. You know, but that wasn't about me. That was about what God wanted for me. And you know what? I am thankful for that. Yes, you hear me? I am thankful. If I have to be thankful for anything this holiday season, I am thankful that the Lord has blessed me to see today. I'm thankful that I'm prayerfully, I'm also thankful for you, because you did not have to spend your time, your Sunday, your Monday, your Tuesday, or your Saturday, or whatever day you're listening to this, to listen to a young man from the suburbs of Chicago. Because as I continue to look on out there, there are more people that are listening to me abroad, internationally. Did I know this? No, I did not know this. And you know what? But I'm still grateful that the word is getting out there. There are many people who listen to me right now who are spreading the word. That is the biggest blessing that the Lord has given to me yet. There's more to come. So that's my testimony. I bet you you're going to have even greater testimony than that. Wherever you're coming from, whatever you're going to be delivered from, you're going to have greatness come rain on down to you. You've heard the song Melodies from Heaven. That is exactly what's going to happen for you. You're going to have a melodies from heaven rain down on you. Oh man, when the blessings come down, flow down, it is a miracle. It's a blessing in itself. And you know what? You're going to feel fulfilled. You're going to feel great. You're going to feel exonerated. You're going to feel magnificent. I don't know, but the best is yet to come. If you think you have experienced it all, you have not experienced it all. until you are blessed today. Because your tomorrow is not promised, but your today is a miracle. It's a magnificent thing. I could say more, and I would be, and it would not be enough. So right now, y'all, I am praying that you get up. You get up from your slumber. You get up from your situation, be it a negative situation. If it's a positive situation, I pray that you get up and get to an even greater positive situation. I'm just praying that you get up. You be aware. You be informed. You be delivered. And also, finally, you just be thankful. Just be thankful. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just right now thank you for this word, oh Heavenly Father. Pray that this word just touches someone right now, Heavenly Father. Pray that this word just blesses, is a miracle to someone right now, Heavenly Father. Continue to be with this ministry, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to be with those who listen to this ministry, oh Heavenly Father. And we just continue to pray that this continues to grow in the way that you see fit, oh Heavenly Father. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Greetings, everyone. As you may know, Safe Haven Podcast is continuing to grow by large. So I also want to let you know, I encourage you to continue listening, to also spread the word to all your friends. When you see that share it. If I've sent it personally to you and you're moved by it, please pass the word on to someone else. Safe Haven Podcast is a safe place. It's also a great place to grow and get closer to the Lord. I'm also prayerful that everyone knows that this is a great time, even though we're going through a bad time out there, pandemic and all. Praying that everyone stays blessed, stays safe. Wear the mask. May not like it. Matter of fact, if you don't like the surgical mask, get the N95. If you don't like the N95, get a training mask where you can have filters so you can be able to breathe in and breathe out without a problem. I encourage you to continue to wear your PPE. I also am encouraging you all to maintain social distancing when possible. And also stay home if necessary. We want you to be safe. We want you to see 2021. And we want you all to be able to see everyone else see it as well. Stay blessed and stay safe.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.